911, what's the address of the emergency?
The story is true.
Summit County Justice Files.
Every week, it's nothing but true stories on the Summit County Justice Files. Well, almost every week. I guess we missed a week.
Yeah, well, we fill in.
We do. Welcome to the Justice Files. It's your mostly weekly dose of Law and Order, Summit County style, brought to you by Crystal 93 and Summit County Sheriff's Office. I'm Tom Fricke with Crystal 93, and I'm here with Summit County Sheriff Jamie Fitzsimons, and we're here to inform and educate and engage with our community.
Yeah, before we get started, Tom, just a quick disclaimer. The Justice Files exclude some of the more serious and sensitive offenses, as well as ongoing investigations that could jeopardize prosecution. And of course, everyone accused of a crime is presumed innocent until proven guilty in a court of law.
Crime may not pay, but it sure makes for some interesting stories. So buckle up as we dive into the latest criminal activity, the lessons learned, and yes, more than just a few moments of law enforcement levity, because while justice is serious business, a little humor never hurt anyone. Unless, of course, it was a crime of bad jokes.
Told by me or Tom.
Stay tuned.
Stay tuned for the bad jokes.
Let's start off with a suspicious item. A local homeowner reported two suspicious individuals visiting his porch at different times throughout the day. The first man approached the porch and plugged a cell phone into an exterior outlet. He returned an hour later to retrieve the phone. We have audio.
I had some people at the house. It was actually a couple of days ago. I got it on video because I have some cameras around my house. And they were trying to get in my garage, and they never got inside because I have cameras inside, too. But I'm wondering if there's a place that I could send the video, and if you've got any other... They parked the car way down my driveway, but if you could enhance the photo, maybe you could see the license plate. They looked really like they were keys to my house. They were trying to do this keypad to get in my garage door. Very suspect. In 9 minutes, they spent at my house.
I'll get this over to a deputy right now.
Mission to you shortly, okay?
Thanks much. Bye.
All right. You're welcome, bye.
Sounds like somebody was just looking for a place to plug in their cell phone to charge it up a little bit.
You know what's interesting is, like, you see this when you visit businesses, right? Homeless people that need to charge their phone. Like, you might be homeless and living in the forest or living on someone's couch, but boy, you've got a smartphone and a charger. And it's just interesting that this is at a home, and the guy says that it happened 2 days ago, and they were at his house for 9 minutes, and now he's just getting around to reporting
it. Just now.
I mean, that's just crazy to me, but it just shows you the, I would say, the unhoused network of people.
Hold on, wait a minute. There we go. I'm just listening to that again. Never mind. Okay, continue. Sorry.
The unhoused network of people that probably, like me saying, Tom, listen, if you go to 123 Main Street, that guy's only there once a month. You can go and he's got an outside plug and you can plug your phone in. It sounds like the regular charging station, but it's somebody's home.
Right. But is that what this was? Somebody just looking for a charging station?
That's all it was.
No kidding.
Yeah, just trying to charge their... Figured they must know that nobody was there. It was a second home. But unfortunately, we weren't able to identify anyone, and we weren't able to... You know, he never got anything on the car, obviously. Other than he could tell they were parked on his driveway, but you couldn't see a license plate. Otherwise, we may have been able to find them.
Just a few missing amperages of electricity.
Cover your outside outlets.
Yes, or just
shut
them
off.
Put a lock
on them.
I mean, you can shut them off.
Yeah. Go in the garage and hit the switch.
There's an idea.
Wow.
Let's talk about this lost and found.
You want a job, Tom, on the side of doing radio?
You know?
Here, we can put you right into the detectives.
I've always been told I should get a real job.
There's that humor. We talked about.
Yeah. So a wallet was turned into deputies after it was found in Copper Mountain Village. And although there was no identifying information inside the wallet, several items were discovered. Some photos, cash, a business card, and a small baggie that appeared to contain cocaine in the wallet. Oh, yes, we have audio.
I'm calling because I live at Copper Mountain, and I found a wallet late yesterday when picking my kiddo up from daycare. And I grabbed it. I was going to turn in their wallet. The following morning, I just wanted to see if there was an ID in there. There wasn't any ID, but there was cash, and there was a bag with a white powdery substance in it.
Oh,
and
yeah.
So, I'm wondering... If they could, that'd be great. I just don't want to transport or do anything with that.
Yeah, good idea. Well, I have a deputy call you.
You too. Bye-bye.
Thanks.
Karen, I'm here in Copper Mountain. The security here asked me to give you guys a call.
So this is the owner of the wallet a few days later.
It dropped out of my pocket when I was getting out of the car. And the security has footage of a gentleman basically pulling up next to me, taking the wallet, and then putting it in his jacket pocket, then going up to the daycare, and basically...
Pretty detailed, right? Listen, okay.
Getting back in the car and taking off.
You dropped it and he picked
details
it up?
Details are important.
Yeah, he picked it up and put it in his pocket. Yeah, and I mean, and I was telling him, I get it. He found the wallet, you know, he had a moral thing to do, but he didn't do it. But
pretty much sounds like he owns this wallet,
right?
You're on
camera doing it, would you mind just giving it back to me?
What's up, man? How are you?
It's the deputy now contacting the owner.
Care yourself?
Good. Thanks for bringing that to me.
All right, here's the thing.
Yeah, I don't have it. It's at the sheriff's office. It was booked for safekeeping, okay, because there was money in it.
Yeah.
$210.
Okay.
In the wallet was a small bag of cocaine.
What?
What?
So
what? What?
How is that possible?
What? That's what?
It was found.
I had that hidden.
That's not
mine.
And all the cash.
Well, were any of my credit cards or anything in there?
What?
Inside. Photograph and cash and a small bag of drugs.
Well, I have no idea. I mean, that wallet was last lost last week. I mean, why would I want my wallet back if I had drugs in it?
Got $211 in cash. So, all right, listen. So I'm writing a summons for possession of cocaine.
Are
right?
you serious?
Yeah.
Why, sir? I don't have any.
Yeah.
There is nothing in the wallet.
There's all the cash. I mean, $211 in cash, a photograph.
I don't have any of my IDs or anything in there, sir. It's been gone for over a week. I have no idea. Otherwise, why would I ask?
It was turned in the sheriff's office about 2 weeks ago.
Well, no, this so wasn't 2 weeks
yeah.
ago. Then. It's a different
Whatever
wallet.
It was.
Yeah, this happened last Tuesday, like I was telling your colleague.
Last Tuesday, yeah, 15th.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, so yeah, it was 2 weeks. Oh, sorry, a week ago.
Yeah.
The guy that he described on the video turned it right in.
Yeah.
He's like, what?
Said, what?
The cocaine fell into it.
The cocaine
in the evidence
just,
room
just,
of the sheriff's
yeah.
office.
Right, it migrated there all by itself.
Falling off a shelf and
no
found,
idea.
Got in the wallet.
So was he trying to accuse the guy who picked up the wallet of stuffing
he
it
was
with
just
the cocaine
trying to,
or just trying to get out of it any way he could?
Yeah, you know, he was trying to think like, I'm sure no one's gone through the wallet. No one knows. I'll get my dope back.
All right.
Do you know what I mean? And he went from such a detailed, like, I saw the video and the guy picked it up, put it in his pocket, the daycare, so detailed that all of a sudden, what? Like the guy literally turned it in immediately when he found it.
Yeah.
I don't think he's going to... It was his dope, but I don't think he's going to put it in the other guy's wallet.
Probably not.
No. Pretty funny, though. I mean, that's...
So I'm guessing some charges were filed.
Yeah, he got a ticket for that.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Next item is about harassment. A local woman reported that she liked a post on Facebook and sent a message to the account owner inquiring about the services that he was offering. The man responded with the price and asked her to make a payment. However, she declined and stated that she had changed her mind. We have audio.
I understand that you talked to some Frisco officers today about a gentleman who was calling you nonstop, asking for money.
Yes.
Can you tell me what's going on?
She's like, post came up on me on Facebook, and I was just calling, and I just like give it a like not intentionally. And he started bothering me, and then he was like, oh, I can't do, like, witchcraft on someone. I'm like, no, I'm
It was
good,
a post offering
you.
Witchcraft.
And then Ooh. Last night, well, yesterday, I
You can't make this stuff up, Tom.
Wow. Okay.
On the number he texted me. And then this morning, he called me and then started sending me a lot of messages and videos. the like that they have my name and like my ex-boyfriend's name, and saying that I did witchcraft on him and I didn't want to pay when I didn't tell him to do it. Like, I didn't approve anything. And then, well, that's when
she didn't approve the witchcraft.
Just like to block the number, and then just like remove like all my social media. And not even 20 minutes ago, he texted me again, and I blocked the number again, and I had to delete WhatsApp because like I'm getting stressed, I'm getting scared. I just don't know what else to do. I'm gonna change my number to Denver.
Okay, and what is the deal about money?
First, he said $300 for like the materials. I'm like, no, thank you. And then he was saying like, no, it's $400 for what I did. And I'm like, I didn't ask you to do anything. And then this morning, he said, it is not anymore $600. Now it's $700 that you have to send me.
Okay, and just to confirm, you didn't send him any money, correct?
Correct. Yeah, I didn't.
And do you know this gentleman, or is this just a random post you saw on Facebook?
Yeah, it's a random post I saw on Facebook.
Okay, and he didn't provide any services, anything like that?
I didn't approve anything.
Okay, so he's asking for supplies, when in reality he hasn't done anything for you. He's just asking you to send him money, correct?
Correct.
Okay. Exploring the dark arts on Facebook.
Can you imagine? You can't make. Thank God for these audio files. You can't make this up.
No, you can't.
So I mean, this probably in its essence was a fraud scam on Facebook that was probably targeting maybe the Latino community, and she picked up on it. I guess looking for witchcraft services, and it turned into just a money scam. And thank God. Well, thank God he didn't provide any services.
Right. First of all, most important.
I don't know if us, by listening to the audio file, maybe there's some witchcraft on us, but we'll see.
The voodoo and the hexes being cast right now.
She deleted all her social media. She blocked the number. Yeah. Technically no crime occurred because no money exchanged hands, no services were provided. The deputy just made sure, followed up with her to make sure that, you know, she checks all of her other platforms that she might visit to see if there's any devil in the details.
Just don't like a random witchcraft post on Facebook. That's the lesson that we come away with here.
Is that the
At least one of the lessons. Our next item, a trespassing event. Staff at a local hotel requested assistance from deputies regarding a guest who had been rude to the staff during her week-long stay and was refusing to leave hours after her checkout time. We have audio.
Do you want charges already for trespass at this point, or?
I just would like her to never come back to the property.
Cool. Okay. How many times have you asked her to leave?
We have tried calling her multiple times. One of our agents had told her that she does not have a reservation.
Okay.
She said she was just getting her things.
Okay.
We have not seen her back.
Okay.
It was reported that she was in the hospital.
Okay.
Since she was screaming, yelling, cursing at our team members, I just wasn't comfortable having.
Yeah.
And she was intoxicated.
Absolutely. So her reservation did end at 11 o'clock today.
10 a.m.
10 a.m. today.
Yep.
Okay.
Sheriff's office.
A sound you never want to hear.
Oh my God, it's so distinct, isn't it?
It is. Yeah.
Last chance. If you don't come to the door and open the door to speak with us, we are gonna open the door and come inside. Okay?
Oh, we're coming in.
This is the sheriff's office. We're gonna give you 5 minutes to get up, put your clothes on, and come talk to us at the door, please. Yep, finish up. I'll give you 5 minutes to put your clothes on and meet us at the door.
Typical response. I'm in the shower.
Come open the door. We're going to come open and help you carry your stuff out, okay?
I just get on my shift.
Okay. Okay. What can we help carry out of here for you?
My boot bag.
Okay. Cart.
I just need to get... Well, yeah, I...
We're going to get a cart. We're going to load up. Make sure you don't leave anything. Yeah, we'll put it in the hallway for right now.
I'm going as fast as I can.
Yeah.
Because I'm not trying to, like... do my makeup or whatever.
No, we did hear the hair dryer. That's all.
And it looks like you put on makeup.
Cool. And then what's the game plan? Where are you heading now?
Well, everything goes in my car.
Okay.
First.
Yep.
And then I have plenty of people that I can stay with.
Okay, good.
Like, that's not a problem.
That's why I overstayed at the hotel.
To me,
plenty of people I can stay with.
How I was treated, quite frankly.
Just was deciding.
I'm just going to ask you this for your safety and everyone else on the road.
Sure.
Have you been drinking today?
No.
Okay. Not impaired at all?
No.
Okay. 0 to 10, completely sober. 0, 10, drunkest you ever been. How are you feeling?
Sober.
Okay. Any reason why people would say that they saw you walking around with alcohol today?
No. I have no idea.
Okay. The reason I'm asking, because are you planning on driving?
No. I'm not going anywhere.
Okay. Gotcha. So you're just going to take this up to your car and then stay with someone else, no driving?
Yeah.
I like that plan.
Yeah. You did great. Yeah.
When we walk out of here, we're going to walk out of this side door here just so that way we don't have any interactions with the front desk people.
Well, that's nice, but I'm going to have an interaction.
So that's why we're not going that way.
Okay, are we?
We're going that way.
I want to ask you.
You can ask. I'm sorry, but you just got to keep putting your stuff away.
Okay. My question is my interaction with and how do I communicate with the hotel.
Yep, you can make a complaint on their website.
No, in a manner that is professional.
Yeah, and they don't want that, so they don't have to talk. I'm going to let you know they don't want an interaction with you, and we don't want that either. So what you can do is you can make a complaint through their website, Yelp, Internet, anything like that. You could also call them, see if you can talk to their owner or manager, see if they have a complaint file form online, and you can do that. So we're going to give you a business card with this incident number, so I'll let you know right now. The hotel does not want to pursue charge, but you were trespassing. So what you were doing was illegal. I'll let you know that they just want you gone, and as long as you don't come back, since you're not staying here, we shouldn't have any issues, okay?
And off on her merry way, she goes to where? No one knows.
Yeah, we would think that, but when they got all her crap out to the parking lot, they couldn't find her car.
What? Seriously?
Maybe there wasn't a car. I don't know.
Oh, my gosh.
And so they ended up loading.
I thought this all ended up with her in her car just sitting there. As it knows, you couldn't find her car.
They loaded up all her stuff into a patrol car and gave her a ride to her friend's house. The friends that were waiting for her. You know
so
what I mean?
She had some friends that were actually there that were
waiting. They received her as a sober party. But can you imagine?
No.
Yeah. When that audio dropped off, I had asked Tina, who puts this all together for us, like, what happened? Did she just drive off? Because they said that she was intoxicated.
Yeah.
He says, oh, no, that it goes on and on, the audio, forever. But they did end up giving her a ride to her friend's house because they couldn't find the car. It was supposedly parked somewhere else.
Oh, my gosh.
I wonder if there ever was a car.
Yeah. Or how did she get there?
Or I have this is one of these ones where we talk
about
so many questions.
So many questions.
Maybe she wants to be on the podcast.
Maybe.
We got
questions. Congratulations, you made it. To the Summit County Justice Fund.
No, I meant come back and talk to us and ask.
We'd like to find out how this all resolved and where you wound up.
Yeah.
And if you ever found your car. That'd be nice to know. Next item, a traffic stop. Deputy on routine patrol observed a truck driving on Highway 9 with expired license plates. And while checking the license plate, the deputy discovered that the expired tags did not match the vehicle. The deputy also noticed the driver swerving out of the lane and driving with two tires on the shoulder. Wow, lots of red flags on this one.
Yeah, you know, the deputy did stop them. They weren't intoxicated, which probably means that the deputy didn't see it, but they were probably, you know, distracted driving. That's why the only other reason why people are all over the road.
Yeah.
They did have a warrant out for their arrest. They were driving without a driver's license. They were driving with fictitious plates. And, of course, there's no insurance.
Of course. Just a little cherry on top of the icing.
So that person was escorted to the Summit County Detention Facility and processed for those crimes.
And life goes on. And
the beat goes on.
Yes, it does. Next item, trespass. A local woman's called in to report that an unknown person was inside her house. She locked herself in the bathroom and stayed on the phone with dispatch. We have audio.
911, what's the address of the emergency?
Someone in my home.
Are you able to get into a safe location, like behind a locking door?
No. No.
Okay, let me get them started, and I'm going to have some additional questions for you, okay?
Yes, I see them in the kitchen.
Okay, describe them. About how old?
See, I can't tell.
How many people?
One.
Male or female?
I can't tell.
What are they wearing?
Gray sweatshirt.
Okay, what are they wearing on their bottom?
I can't tell.
Do you see any weapons?
I can't tell.
Do they have anything in their hands?
I can't tell.
Did you see a vehicle outside?
No.
Okay. Do you have anything that you can grab to protect yourself?
I have a shoe.
Okay. You just need to stay locked in the bathroom, okay? We do have deputies on the way. You don't have to talk, okay? The front door's unlocked, is that correct?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Are you the only person in the house?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. You don't have to talk if you think they're going to hear you, okay? But I can still hear you. Give me any updates that you can, okay? Okay, I can hear people in the background. Are those the officers?
Yes, officers.
Hi.
Hey.
Okay, go talk. You did a great job.
Hey.
Wow. Scary stuff, right?
She was petrified.
That's a scary call.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. Roommate that came home early from vacation.
Oh, no shit. Oh, my God.
Yeah, can you imagine? This is like... We talk about, like, cops are going to these calls, right? And they get this information that they're going into this unknown thing behind the door. And turns out to be a roommate that forgot to tell her roommate she was coming home early in the middle of the night.
Holy cow.
Ooh.
Wow.
That was a good one.
Yeah.
Yeah, scary stuff.
Yeah.
For everybody.
Oh, absolutely.
For the girl that locked herself up, for the roommate that the cops come through the door, I'm probably pointing guns.
Yeah. Boy. Well, it all ended okay, but let's just take the lesson learned from this. Communicate with your roommate if you're coming home early.
Especially if you're doing it in the middle of the night.
Yeah. Holy cow.
Oh, my God. Yeah, that was that one, when I first heard it, was like, wow.
Yeah, where's this going?
Where's this going?
Uh-huh.
This is not good for anybody.
Well, turned out fine.
Turned out fine.
Jeez.
The adrenaline dump, right?
Yeah.
All of a sudden you're up here
right
and then,
away and then
right down the roller coaster.
Okay. Next item, a vehicle fire while traveling eastbound on I-70 near the Eisenhower Tunnel. A small fire broke out in a semi-truck near the cab.
911, what is the address of the emergency?
Hey, I need fire right now at 230, at the 211 Fox eastbound. This semi-truck's catching on fire.
Sorry, what mile mark are you at?
211 eastbound, right at the box. This guy caught on fire. I just need fire. It was catching on fire, the semi truck.
What color semi is it?
Keep in mind, this is not the driver.
It's loaded up with wood. It's a Peterbilt. It's black and gray.
Black and gray Peterbilt loaded with
black
wood.
Black and gray, yep.
Just a passing motorist?
Yes. Anyone injured?
It's salt. I got the driver right here.
Hey, okay. Man, how's it going?
This is the driver.
Are you injured at all?
No, I just pulled it over.
Okay, what's on fire?
The after treatment system.
There's flames. We blow them out, but it's still on. I don't know what else. It might
back
still
to the not
fire.
The driver.
Right.
It's good. It's still going. We need fire. We need ambi right now. I need fire.
They're started.
Let me get my water. I need fire right now. I don't want it. Hey, it's catching on fire.
Yeah, they're
can
coming.
Can you picture this guy running around like a chicken?
Are you blocking traffic at all?
I'm at the shoulder right now.
On the shoulder.
It's still catching on fire.
They're on their way. I understand. Get yourself into a safe place away from the fire.
Hey! You got water!
You're flagging down another motor.
I ran out of water. to get water. Don't be in there.
Yeah, keep yourself safe. Don't get any closer to it if it's going to be out of control, if it's going to get past what you can handle, okay?
That sounds good.
I was going to say the guy sounded like a bad radio reporter. I'm on site. Things are on fire. It's all on fire. We need fire control. Let's talk to the driver. I'm on scene with the driver. Hey, man, what's happening?
What's up?
What's going on?
So it sounds like a horrible fire, right?
It sounds
awful. A truckload of lumber?
It was terrible. The mountain's going to burn down.
It was a fire in the guy's cab that the driver that said, hey, what's up, put out with his Dr. Pepper.
So it was a legitimate fire,
but it was already out.
It was all
just smoke. And when they asked him how they got the fire out, he said, "I just poured my Dr. Pepper on it." Just like, and this guy's like, "Ah!"
Like I said, a real bad radio reporter.
Thank God. All I can think about is that this guy's going to, by mistake, like spin out into I-70. Someone's going to take him out. And then we have a real mess.
Yeah. Well, it's
like all of a sudden you hear the Idaho. Ah!
<You're> Thankfully, nothing adverse happened.
Hey, that would have been nothing without the audio.
Yeah, absolutely.
It would have been a truck fire.
I would have loved to see the video on that. The guy running around screaming, looking for water, flagging down motorists. Got water. We got a fire.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay, well, it all ended fine.
And then when you see legit fires on the interstate, like nobody stops. Like,
yeah, right.
Brake fires turn into big truck fires, and the truck's on fire. Right. And everyone's like, I can't get stuck in the traffic. I got to keep going. This guy put it out with a Dr. Pepper and it's smoking. And the guy's like, I need water. I need fire, an ambulance. I need everybody.
Next item, a warrant attempt. Deputies attempted to serve a warrant to a man in Dillon Valley. And when the deputies arrived on the scene, the man was driving out of the parking lot.
Yeah, you know, they were looking for this guy. And this happens often where... someone has a warrant for, we talked about this like with DUI stops, with warrant arrests, that there happens to be someone in the car. We always ask the person in the car who they are. And 9 times out of 10, like this, it's someone that's listed in a protection order in a domestic violence case that they're not supposed to be together.
Jeez.
And then everybody goes to jail.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? And this is what happened here is the woman he was with, of course, was someone that had a protection order against him, and he was not supposed to be with her. And so not only did he get arrested for that warrant, but he got arrested for violating the protection order for the woman he wasn't supposed to be with. Oh, just another day.
Another day in the life of the Summit County Sheriff's Office.
Just another day.
Kremling Police Department advised that 4 suspects had stolen $1,000 worth of goods from a store in Kremling, and they were last seen in a vehicle heading southbound on Highway 9.
Dun-da-dum.
Towards Summit County.
Yeah, Silverthorne officers, you know, we talk about this all the time, that, you know, we can't work in this community, the cops, without each other. So there's 5 municipalities, there's State Patrol, and then there's the Sheriff's Office. Silverthorne being one of the municipalities, they located this car coming southbound through town, pulled into a gas station, probably to get a 6-pack of beer or something, because now they had money. They were able to grab the driver, and then the other 3 people in the car took off on foot, just scattered. And luckily, when I say we can't do it without each other, the sheriff's office, along with other police departments, showed up, set up a perimeter, and ended up catching all 4 people.
Excellent.
Yeah. So money was returned. 4 people went to jail. And Grand County, where this happened, our neighboring county, took over the investigation, and everyone was, including the victims of the theft, were thrilled. Well, the people who went to jail weren't thrilled.
Not, probably not.
That was a buzzkill. It killed their party. Right. Whatever they were planning.
Yeah, it stopped early.
Next
item, trespassing. A homeowner in unincorporated Breckenridge observed 2 women on his property through his security cameras. He suspected they were casing the house for a potential break-in. And while watching, he noticed that they seemed to be trying to enter the garage, but he was unsure if they had actually entered or taken anything. We have audio on this call.
had some people at the house. It was actually a couple of days ago. I got it on
another one. Oh,
a couple days ago.
Because I have some cameras around my house, and they were trying to get in my garage, and they never got inside because I have cameras inside too. But I'm wondering if there's a place that I could send the video, and if you've got any other. They parked the car way down my driveway, but if you could enhance the photo, maybe you could see the license plate. I can see it's a little Chevy Equinox or similar small SUV. I can see the Chevy bow tie.
Before I get too much information from you, in case you have to repeat it to an officer, I'm going to get your information over to a sheriff's deputy, and I'll have them follow up with you and see if they would like to get that video footage and what they can do to build a case or just go investigate further for you. Does that sound okay?
It's maybe more like if it happened to anybody else and if they, if it's supportive of. They looked really like they were keys to my house. They were trying to do the keypad to get in my garage door. Very suspect. In 9 minutes, they spent at my house.
I'll get this over to a deputy right now. I'll get this to you shortly, okay?
Thanks much. Bye.
All right. You're welcome, bye.
So these cameras, are they a curse or a blessing?
We talk about technology all the time. Yeah. Like I don't know. I mean, I was talking about this with Tina, who puts these audio files together for us, and saying that, before everyone monitored their own camera systems, you paid a company to monitor them. And
Absolutely.
The company would monitor those systems, and they would send a response out, and the police wouldn't be involved. Now, we are everybody's, hey, my camera went off a couple of days ago, and I'm concerned. They were at my house for 9 minutes, and I know I'm calling you 2 days later. And I know 9 minutes sounds like a long time to be around my house, and maybe I should have called sooner.
But
9 minutes around your house, and it's not that important?
Not that important. You got to wait for a couple of days to call it in. And I just wonder what prompted him to remember to call in a couple of days later.
Was he just having a cup of coffee and went,
yeah, that's right. Wow. Those people I saw, I should probably call somebody about
it. So it's interesting that he describes the car and says he can't see a license plate. His camera doesn't go that far. Well, if his camera was able to go that far, he'd see the Summit County logo on the side of the car. It was the assessor's office assessing the property.
No kidding.
Which I'm sure he was notified going. Yeah, isn't that great?
I forgot to open my mail.
He's describing the car. I'm like, well, if you just would have zoomed in on the door, you would have seen the Summit County government logo.
Another innocent.
And then maybe you would have remembered, they did tell me they were coming by on Thursday morning.
I forgot about that. I forgot to call the sheriff. I forget a lot of things these days.
The life of second homeowners.
Yes.
We got on the wrong line, Tom.
I think
you
so.
And radio, Holy me and law cow. Enforcement. Yep. But look at us. We're helping people.
Yes. And this weekend I'll be flying off to my castle in the Mediterranean to this. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. Fantastic.
Don't you love where my imagination goes?
Oh, my God.
Yes. Hey, let's talk about this next item. It's a fraud item. A Summit County man received a call from an unknown person who advised him that he had missed jury duty. It was further explained to him that since he didn't show up, there was a warrant out for his arrest. And if he wanted to clear the warrant, the person claimed, he could send in $2,000.
I always like to throw these in here because they happen continually, as you know.
All the time.
And it's just a reminder to people that law enforcement courts will never call you to say you have a warrant. And if you want to clear it up, run down to the local gas station and get some gift cards or some lotto numbers. And you can clear it up with lotto numbers. It just won't happen. Luckily, nothing transpired. And this guy also got smart and hung up on the fraudster. But boy, they're getting more and more complicated. I just put out a PSA video yesterday talking about that recently we've had Summit County residents here at a loss of millions of dollars to fraudsters. With these schemes get more and more complicated. So everybody beware. Don't click. Don't. No one's going to, if someone calls you, hang up and call your bank.
There's somebody just looking for your information on a daily basis, yeah. Every hour of the day. The scams are everywhere.
They are everywhere.
Beware.
Beware.
Next item, a DUI. A deputy on routine patrol observed a vehicle with an expired license plate and initiated a traffic stop. We have audio of that traffic stop.
And it's a good one.
Hello, I'm Deputy McDermott. I'm with the Sheriff's Office. The reason you're stopped tonight is because your plate is expired since May of last year.
I am getting my plate renewed next year.
I want you to try to follow the explanation, Tom.
Okay. Is it getting renewed this year or next year?
Within a few weeks, yeah.
Okay, and what do you mean? Do you have an appointment or?
No, I have an appointment in May of 2016. Yeah.
Do you have your license on you?
Yeah.
Okay, and where are you guys heading to tonight?
We're just going home.
Going home? Where's home?
10 to 5. Yeah, 10 to 5.
Okay. Can I get your license from you? And do you have insurance for the car as well?
Yeah.
Okay. Where are you guys coming from?
We're just coming from, Dillon Valley.
Okay. What are you guys doing down there?
Just seeing a friend.
Okay. Yeah. Cool. If I could just grab that license from you. Are you guys at a party tonight? Is that where you're coming from?
No, we just came from, a friend's house.
Okay. Were you drinking at this friend's house?
We had, a few beers, yeah.
Okay. Okay. How about you? Do you have a valid license?
Yeah.
Okay. Would you mind writing down your name for me?
Yeah.
And your birthday. Everything all right?
Yeah, I'm feeling, really anxious.
Okay. I mean, all I need is just your name. I'm going to go back to my car, and then if you can just try and find that insurance for me, okay? Because your plate's been expired. That's what caught my eye, was that sticker from 2024. So
2 years.
It's been expired for a minute, right?
I got my license renewed, and they told me not to worry about it until I got it renewed.
You got your license renewed.
I got my license renewed.
Okay.
They told me not to worry about my plate until I got it fixed.
Got what fixed?
The registration.
Okay, this has nothing to do with your license.
Who's on first?
This has to do with your car.
No, my registration, yeah.
Yeah.
They told me 26, 27, it was okay.
Okay, the DMV told you that your plate expiring last year was okay for 2026 and next year?
I got that fixed.
Okay, that's expired. That's not fixed. That's why you're stopped tonight. Do you have your name written down and your birthday? Okay. And your license is out of Texas, correct?
Yes. Yes, sir.
Okay, what is this? What is going on right now? And be 100% honest with me. I just asked you for your name and your birthday, and that is nothing but scribbles.
Nothing but scribbles.
My registration. Okay,
be 100% honest with me. Okay, because did you really think I was going to take that as an answer?
She literally hands him a piece of paper to
scribble. You are stopped. I do need your letter. Stop. Stop. I need your name and your birthday.
Okay.
Okay?
Yes, sir.
No, could you please? Okay, and you understand if it's a fake name and a fake birthday, let's not make a small issue like a license plate a much bigger one.
That was the transition to say, meanwhile.
Step on out. I just have a couple questions for you, okay? We'll be right over here, just so we're away from the road. Why do you think I'm asking out of the car?
Because I scribbled on the paper?
Okay. So, I think you know better than that, okay? I smell alcohol coming from the car. Okay, given the actions from what I've been talking to you, I believe that you are intoxicated. Okay. How much have you had to drink tonight? And be honest with me.
We had 3 White Claws.
It
how
gets
much
better.
Did you have? Not we. How much did you have?
We shared a fourth at a hot tub we had 2 hours ago.
Okay, what, a fourth of what?
A White Claw. That's it.
You guys shared a White Claw two hours ago. Okay. You haven't been honest with me yet. I really want you to be. Okay.
No, we shared.
This is not my first time doing this. Come on.
Okay.
How much have you honestly, truly had to drink?
I think I shared a fourth with her.
Okay.
I did not want to drink anymore.
Okay.
Because I'm driving home.
Okay.
The deputy could not read her exquisite cursive writing.
I love the, I had, by her estimates, 3.5 White Claws.
Right.
And I wanted to stop because I had to drive home.
Right. I didn't want any more.
Oh.
But they forced me.
I mean, would it surprise you to learn that she was more than twice the legal limit?
Oh.
She was hammered.
Oh.
As you could.
Yeah.
She was hammered. And she was driving. I mean, this is what's crazy. I mean, these people don't realize the risks they are causing to themselves and other, you know, the motoring public out there.
Yeah.
But got her off the road. As you see, that deputy's sharp. I mean, he didn't miss a beat with her.
Well, he handled her with kid gloves the whole way.
Oh, man. Yeah. See, they're good. They're professionals.
Yeah.
Yes.
And I'm guessing they get some excellent training from their superiors.
Oh, you think? Huh.
Probably.
You think the sheriff has high standards?
I would hope so. Next item, a suspicious item. A local resident called deputies after noticing his neighbor's front door had been wide open for several days. He reported that the neighbor was a full-time resident, believed that all the cars in the driveway belonged to the house, and hadn't observed anything unusual aside from the open door. We have the call audio.
911, what's the address of the emergency?
The front door has been wide open for 3 days.
Been open for 3 days, you said?
Yes, the front door has been open. I yelled in, I banged on the door. They are a year-round resident. Well, he is a year-round resident, but I don't. There are no lights on. I think I had heard a smoke alarm chirp. Maybe not. I've been some construction down the street.
Okay.
I first noticed it Monday afternoon, and then kind of forgot about it. Okay. So we went by again today. And
to see if this now they're having an associated vehicle that's usually parked there.
There are. He likes his cars. There are four cars in the driveway.
Okay.
The same four cars that are there all the time. Oftentimes there are more. It's family in the front range.
But they're all. You think that all of these cars that are there are technically his cars?
Yes, I do.
Okay. I'll get this over to the deputy and I'll have him head up there. If they have any other questions, they might call you from a blocked door or restricted number. Okay.
Okay, do you want me to wait here, or should I walk home?
You can head home. If they need anything, I have your address in here, so they can do that. But they'll probably call you first regardless.
All right, thank you very much.
Thank you, bye.
Did somebody just leave their door open by mistake, or was there something suspicious?
Tom, I just want you to know that if we were neighbors, and I saw your door open for 3 days, I don't think I'd wait till the third day to call the police. And I hadn't seen you in 3 days.
Yeah.
I don't think I'd go, should I wait a fourth day?
Yeah, maybe I'll just wait till tomorrow morning. And
let's recap. He says they're full-time residents.
Yeah.
And that he's watched his neighbor's door be ajar for 3 days and suddenly decided, maybe I should call.
Maybe you should call. Yeah.
No, it turns out that the neighbor was out of town, was unaware their door was left ajar. And that when they got home, first of all, could the deputies please shut the door?
Thank you.
And if they find anything missing when they get home, or any, you know, wild animals living in the house, they'll call back and let the deputies know.
Okay.
Yeah, but we never got a call back, so I suppose no wild animals. Hey, and around here, who knows? All the animals are out: the bears, the deer, the moose,
the homeless people. They're all out. They're
charging
everywhere.
Their phones.
Yeah, exactly. You never know where we'll find them.
Just rest assured, Tom, if I was your neighbor, the first time I saw it open.
Thank you.
The very first time.
I'd appreciate it.
I wouldn't wait 3 days.
You'd probably just call me on my phone as opposed to calling law enforcement and say, hey, I noticed your door's open.
Tommy, door's open.
You around? I'm actually out of state. Could you run over and close it for me?
Oh, could you kick anybody out?
Yeah, right. Any trespassers? Speaking of trespassers, we have an item where deputies were dispatched to a home in unincorporated Dillon after a resident discovered an acquaintance sleeping in his shed. The man did not have permission to be on the property, and the resident requested his removal.
Yeah, this is interesting. The deputies had gotten a call earlier in the night from where this guy originated from, and they wanted this guy kicked out of the house. So they resolved that issue, and now later on, hours later, they get a call that there's someone sleeping in a shed on somebody's property, and it's this guy. And he claims that he knows the homeowner, and the homeowner gave him permission to sleep in the obviously just hammered, right? Intoxicated.
Yeah. Okay.
It turns out that the people that had asked him to leave the other place the deputies had originated in had given him a ride to this house because he said, hey, can you take me to my other friend's house so I can get kicked out of there? Climbed in the shed. These people went, get this guy out of here. Luckily, they were able to resolve it for the final time because the guy said, I'm really just trying to get to Denver. If you could help out a fellow American get to Denver. And, you know, we get some courtesy Mustang tickets. Mm-hmm. So we were able to give him a ticket, get him to the bus stop, and get him on his way to Denver.
Nobody wanted him around here.
And, of course, the people that the shed he was in didn't want him arrested. They just want him
gone.
Out. Like the first people.
Yeah.
Seems like he wears out his welcome a lot.
Apparently so.
I wouldn't be surprised when he got to Denver that there was no room at the inn either.
I wonder where he went after Denver rejected him.
He's on his way to New York. I don't know.
Next item, a harassment item. A juvenile at the Frisco Transfer Center called for help after an adult male accused him of stealing and attempted to spit on him.
Yeah, pretty crazy, right? This kid called 911, said that a guy had accused him of stealing his vape pen, and they got into a big verbal argument. There was nothing physical, and spit on him, and this kid had the wherewithal to call 911. Obviously, when the deputies got there, there's video. We talk about this in video. So you're always on camera, folks.
Always.
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 We were able to go back to the film and watch the film, and it was apparent that this kid never stole anything from this guy. And so they issued the adult summons for harassment, so, and gave the kid a ride home. So it was good the kid called. It was good that nothing happened.
But did he find his vape pen?
He probably left it with his beer.
Could be. Could be. This next item is about drugs. A deputy on routine patrol was flagged down in unincorporated Frisco, and the individual told the deputy that he had found some money on the ground, and when he went to pick it up, he discovered drugs with the money as well. And he didn't know what to do, didn't want to leave the drugs for a child to stumble upon, so he called the sheriff's office.
Pretty cool, right? This is separate from the other one we talked about at the top of this.
Right.
Where the guy went, what? There's drugs in my wallet?
That's not mine.
So this guy is someone that you and I actually know really well. I won't disclose who it is on the air or on the podcast, but it's a homeless person that hangs around here in the county and saw money on the ground, probably could use the money.
Sure.
And saw the drugs in it and was smart enough to go, you know what, I'm not going to touch that, but I'm going to call 911. And this person is not known to like associate with law enforcement that much, you know, just kind of keeps to himself. And was honestly concerned, kind of honestly touched me, like he was concerned that some kid might find it, see the money, and the drugs, the kid find the drugs. So he got over his anxiety about calling law enforcement and thinking about some kid finding the dope. Pretty cool. When I see this guy walking around, I'm gonna go talk to him and say, nice work.
So what was it that was found? Was it drugs?
It was actually tested positive for cocaine.
It was
cocaine.
All right. How much money do we know?
I think it was a $10 bill.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
I was
picturing a wad of $100 bills.
Oh, yeah. No, just this person just happened to be staring at the ground and saw rolled up. Yeah. It was rolled up, so they were probably snorting cocaine. And they probably stashed their cocaine in there afterwards.
Wow. And it all
pretty cool, though.
Turned out
quite
well.
Cool.
Yeah. Next item, suspicious. A homeowner in Wilderness reported two vehicles in his driveway that he was not expecting. He told deputies the men exited their vehicles and were taking pictures of his home. The homeowner was not on the scene, but was viewing the incident on the security cameras. We have the call audio.
Currently in Moab, Utah, but I have a house up in Wilderness, and my Ring camera went off. There's two cars in my driveway, and the Ring camera was showing someone going in the back of my house, like in the side of my house. And the cars are still there. It is a duplex, yeah. So one looks like a Chevy sedan, smaller. Looks like gray or blue.
And what's the other vehicle?
It's kind of obscured, but it's another sedan. Looks darker color. I was going to say gray. I unfortunately can't see a license plate because it's just a slight bit too far. But they're both in my driveway. And what sketched me out is the Ring camera went off and because the guy was going on the side of my home.
And tell me about him. Approximately how old do you think he might be?
30s, had on a baseball cap, and then there was also a woman with him.
Hey, I'm going to hang up with you right now. My deputy is going to call you directly.
Okay, great. Thank you so much.
All right, bye.
Very suspicious in Wilderness.
You know, like all of these Ring camera ones, everyone is so sure about that these are bad guys, and I think everyone watches too many crime shows. This is a roofer that the person forgot that was coming by to give them an estimate.
Jeez.
I bring these up just to remind people, like, I pay attention to my calendar every day.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, I know what's going on in my life. Why do other people not go, oh, yes, Tom was coming by today. I forgot. Because this soaks up a lot of resources. I mean, it demands a lot of – for all we know, it's really happening, and bad people are trying to break into somebody's house, and it's a roofer that you forgot about.
So again, the question, the Ring cameras, are they a blessing or a curse? I guess it depends on how responsible the owner is.
Oh, you mean it doesn't run itself? The AI and the camera doesn't?
Really?
Oh.
Yeah, surprise, surprise.
If the AI should say, homeowner, don't worry, it's a roofer.
Exactly.
It's the roofer you scheduled. I checked your calendar.
Yeah. Hey, just wait. That's coming.
You load your calendar into the camera system, and the AI tells you, no, it's the painter.
It's all good.
You forgot.
Yeah. It's all good. Well, there's a couple of closed cases we want to talk about here on the Summit County Justice Files. The first one, in late March, the Sheriff's Office and Breck PD responded to Breckenridge in reference to a medical in which an adult male was unconscious, had ineffective breathing, and bleeding from the mouth. Narcan was administered, and the patient was taken to the hospital for further evaluation, where he recovered.
Yeah. And lucky he recovered because, you know, we now go after, when we go to overdoses, we will try to find out, usually through your text messages or emails or your hidden apps on your phone, who you've been communicating with and getting the dope. And we have here in Summit County prosecuted a couple cases for murder where the person did not recover. Thank God in this case they did, but, you know, through the hard work of our detectives... Well, first of all, the dope did come back present positive for methamphetamine and fentanyl. So we've talked about this before, that fentanyl is in everything. Yep. If you're buying illicit dope on the street, there's more than likely there's fentanyl in it. And if it doesn't take much to be a fatal overdose, and had we not gotten there quick enough with an Narcan, this person would have been dead. But through the investigation, the detectives were able to find out who the drug dealer was and was arrested.
Awesome.
Yeah, isn't that cool?
Yeah,
on the drug charge. So, luckily it wasn't a murder. Luckily it wasn't a murder charge for the drug dealer, and luckily for the guy that recovered it, he wasn't dead.
Whatever happened to the Summit County Drug Task Force?
Oh, you know, that got defunded years ago. Yeah, federal funding went away, dried up. It was totally grant funded.
Okay.
And like a lot of things that unfortunately happen around this county, that are grant funded, and when the money goes away, so does the program.
Next item, fraud. In January of this year, patrol responded to a fraud, and the reporting party advised that he rented his lower apartment to the suspect starting in October of 2025. Things didn't work out, and the suspect was evicted in December of 25. The suspect, however, was renting the unit out on Airbnb, causing people to come to the residence to find out why they couldn't stay there. So,
isn't that crazy? I know we've talked about similar cases here on the Justice Files that people grab these Airbnbs and then sub-rent them, even when they've been evicted. Now, this is obviously a long-term rental. It's not a short-term.
Yeah.
But this person short-term rentaled underneath after the eviction, and the detectives, through working with Airbnb, were able to prove 8 counts of bait advertising.
Wow.
Yeah. So this guy was arrested for all of these, and a warrant was issued and taken into custody. So he went from getting evicted to having a place to stay in the Summit County Jail. So crazy, though. I mean, this happens.
Yeah. So I'm just wondering, like, with Airbnb and VRBO, the other places.
All the other ones.
Do they all have representatives that interact specifically with law enforcement in these cases?
They don't all have specific representatives, but more and more they work with law enforcement, because one of the first questions people ask now when they list their home on Airbnb is, hey, if there's any fraud, do you guys work with law enforcement?
Yeah.
You know, they don't want to be taken.
Right.
There was a time where these things were real secretive, you know, where Airbnb was like Apple and won't work with law enforcement.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But nowadays, more and more they do, because the fraud is so prevalent. And I think the people, homeowners, probably maybe wouldn't do it if they didn't know that if they were a victim of a fraud, that law enforcement would be involved. But this is one of those things where a second homeowner lists their house. They evict. It was only a few months, October to December.
Yeah.
And then he continued. 8 times he rented that place out.
Jeez.
And took the cash.
Incredible.
Isn't that something? It's amazing, man. The hustle that people get, you know, the scam that people will do.
The scams in the resort communities.
In the resort communities.
And that's where we are.
Yeah, that's where it is.
Beautiful downtown Breckenridge, Colorado, at the Summit County Justice Center, in the office of the Summit County Sheriff.
Snowing outside.
And, well, that's probably the last snow we'll get for the season.
But it is May.
It is May. And just like I predicted, Mayuary. That's why we call it Mayuary.
Hey, and it's recorded, Tom. I remember you saying
right.
it. Going,
yes.
Just wait.
Just wait.
Mayuary is going to start snowing. It won't stop.
Well, it appears to be stopping, so it might have been wrong on one small part.
This is more snow than we got in any storm all winter.
I think it is.
Yeah, there's no
the
doubt.
The last 2 days. It's like, what? Holy cow. Well, Mother Nature, better late than never. Thank you.
Better late than never.
We'll take
it. It's good for my lawn.
That's a wrap for this week's Summit County Justice Files. I'm Tom Fricke with Crystal 93, here with Summit County Sheriff Jamie Fitzsimons. And remember, knowledge is power, and a little laughter along the way doesn't hurt either.
No, and just so we're clear, our coverage doesn't include every criminal case. We leave out the most serious and sensitive cases, and that all suspects are presumed innocent until proven guilty in a court of law. All those people we talked about, Tom. With that said, stay safe, stay informed, and if you're thinking about committing a crime, well, maybe don't. It never ends well, and you just might end up as our next feature.
Until next time, this is the Summit County Justice Files, where law meets laughs, and justice always has the final say. And you can find the Justice Files on the Summit County Sheriff's Office website. That web address is summitsheriffcolorado.gov. And as always, Summit County Sheriff Jamie Fitzsimons, thank you for your service.
Hey, thanks, Tom. I'll see you on the air tomorrow morning.
I'll be there on the radio. You can catch us 7:45 Thursday mornings on a somewhat regular basis, if I'm not on vacation or if the sheriff doesn't have to meet with the legislature.
Tied up somewhere. Yeah, the state legislature. It's almost over.
Thanks for checking out the Justice Files. We'll be back.